You're listening to the Little Red Barn program. It comes every morning of the week with Bob Sievers, John Lorenz on Monday morning, and me, Jay Gould, over the big 50,000-watt voice of the big business of farming, Westinghouse WOWO in Fort Wayne, Indiana.
By the way, I want to ask you again. This envelope that I had on my desk up at the house said something like VELET beans. Would you know a castor bean seed if you saw it?
Mm-hmm.
All right, look at that seed right there while we're walking out the barn.
Yeah, it's a castor bean.
You say it is?
I think so. Uh-huh. Looks like it.
Well, I won't do it then. I was going to while I walked Duffy at night. Just kind of like Johnny Appleseed, put these seeds in the ground, different places, and just have fun with it, you know.
Well, sure, go ahead.
No. Well, Dan Fiegel from the sheriff's department lives right across the street. Said, "Oh, no, you better not do that." He said, "Those are poisonous."
Oh, yeah, but nobody's going to eat them. Everybody's scared of everything being poisonous. Look, water is poisonous. You can't even stay in that more than just a minute or two, and it'll kill you. And milk will do the same thing.
You could drown in milk, huh?
Yeah. These beans are poisonous, but who in the heck is going to eat one of those beans?
Yeah, I see what you mean.
And so are the leaves of plants.
Are they?
Yeah.
Well, and I wanted to ask you.
Rhubarb, I'm talking about.
Oh, rhubarb.
Well, the leaves.
Oh, sure, I remember we ran into that.
The leaves of rhubarb are poison. The stalks aren't, but the leaves are.
Yeah.
And so is the paint on your barn. Don't eat your barn up, boys and girls.
Friends, saving money is the name of the game. And often it's a losing game, but when it comes to cars, Evans Motors can definitely save you money.
Take away the trees and the birds will have to sit upon the ground.
Jack Blanchard and Misty Morgan with the Tennessee Bird Walk.
That is our lesson in ornithology this morning.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. It happened again. Mrs. Tinder called our home yesterday afternoon. My wife said, "Absolutely not. We're not going to get involved in another robin." You know, when I got home, my daughter and I talked it over, and we went over on Weiser Park to Mrs. Tinder's home. We now have another robin we're raising. We call him Wo-Wo. And I had to go back to the store and get him some hamburger. Then last night, we played with him all yesterday afternoon and last night. And Cynthia said to me just before I went to bed, "Daddy, I think he's got lice all over him. Lice all over him."
Yeah.
Then, you know, I couldn't go to sleep imagining I got lice all over me. And somebody told me that's the way you tell whether the mother bird has abandoned a little baby bird or not. Whether if it doesn't have any lice on it, the mother keeps it picked off, see?
I wonder if that's true. I question that.
Well, no, I'm sure
We got a brand new one out of our house. One of our hens came off with one baby chicken.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Doggone it. Now I mentioned the lice. I'm scratching again.
And the lonely voice of youth cries, "What is truth?"
Butcher hogs topped at 25 to 25, 26.75, with a few at Chicago up to 27. Prime slaughter steers topped at 32.5. That price paid at Chicago.
Yeah, check.
Most of the choice, 950 to 1,400 pounds, 30 to 31.75.
Now for our hymn this morning. Mr. Irvin Spitznoggle of Macomb, Ohio, is 83 years young today. For him, Rex Allen sings the old favorite, "Leaning on the Everlasting Arms."
For one reason or another, you may not have been able to spray your corn herbicide yet, and that reason might very well be you didn't have a canoe to get into your cornfield, but it's okay, because you can still go in and spray post-emergency.
Says I'm home. Be aware of the look in his eyes.